has covered himself in glory. Glory to God on high.
Blessing to the Lord, he has covered himself in glory. Glory to God on high.
I will sing to the Lord, to the Lord for his victory. Horse and chariot cast in the sea. I will praise the Lord, I will praise the Lord my God, the God of my Father I adore. Has cast down the horse and chariot in the waters of the Red Sea.
Blessing to the Lord, he has covered himself in glory. Glory to God on high. Blessing to the Lord,
agree with me that this world is a haven of tribulation. Look left, right, center, everywhere you go, the story never changes. Even in places where the appearances from without might look beautiful, you need to enter in to hear the tales of sorrow and woe. It's a world of great pain and tribulation. See, some of us have relations, friends. We see the problems they go through. Problems in their family. Somebody lost a dear one some moments back under mysterious circumstances. Somebody's been out there with a financial problem, trying to make ends meet. Somebody has a problem getting a partner that he might settle with. Different problems. Problems within the family. The parents are hurt that their children could not show them love. After all they did for them, the children also are hurt, and they feel that the father did not show them enough love, or the parents did not show them enough love. And these pains and these sorrows go on and on and on and on and on, and they eventually lead you to your death. Many people enter into this realm, this world, and they never have one moment of break. It's just trouble from the one to the very end. Sorrow and pain. Jesus Christ confirms it. He says that in the world, you will have nothing but tribulation. See it. No matter how much money you have in your bank account, it cannot give you the peace and the joy that you find in Christ. It's impossible. No matter what you think you can achieve upon the earth, there is no way you can come to that place of perfect stillness and joy. Because that thing is found only in Christ, only in Christ Jesus. So you see, this gospel that we hear today is not just, it's not a child's play. It's a gospel that is able to save our souls from that chaotic realm. It's a gospel that is able to elevate us and cause us to stand in the place of eternal delights, the place of bliss. That is the gospel we hear. And these things are not fairy tales. These things are true. They are real. Praise God. They are real. See, some people have tried to follow the Lord. They heard this message and they got excited and tried to walk with it. And somewhere along the line, they begin to feel that it is not working and they go their way. And when they go their way, they wind up in greater sorrows and greater tribulation. Hallelujah. No matter how much a man waits for the unveiling of that reality that he has heard, it will surely come to pass. Because we have a God who is righteous. Our God is righteous, and you see, those who have sowed righteously unto the name of the Lord, in due season they will reap. There is a season when you sow with sorrow, with, you know, fatigue. You know how it is when you go to plant, to sow seed? You need to do some digging, uprooting weeds here and there, and making ridges on the ground and watering the ground, and a lot of hard work. It's no easy task. So you see, the task of sowing is never easy. See, but it requires patience and understanding on the person that is sowing. See, you cannot put your hand on the plow and look backwards. You can't. The farmer, once he puts his hand on that field to plant a seed, he's in it to the very end. He makes sure that he sees the various phases of development of that seed to the very end. See, after planting, after, you know, sweating, preparing the ground, he now plants the seed, and the seed, you know, later on, germinates after patience. After germinating, you still have to be patient that it grows to maturity and begins to yield the fruits that you desire. You see it? But somewhere along the line, many people back out. See, we have, back in the days of university, we had many friends who heard the messages in those days. Got excited and all that, and, you know, firebrand Christians, and somewhere along the line, you don't find them anymore. And when you meet some of them are bitter, they are angry. They don't want to even hear the message anymore. They don't want to hear this gospel anymore. But we need patience, continuity. See, after having obeyed, we just have to be patient, and we will see the reality of what we've heard and what we've, you know, embraced coming to pass. Praise God. Instead of murmuring and instead of getting bitter and complaining against the Lord, let us patiently, with humble hearts, patiently receive the word that is able to save our souls. It's a very, very important thing, because this thing that we hear is the greatest thing ever. There is nothing greater than this. All the glories of the world and all the things that you think you can gain in this world cannot match the glory of the Almighty God. The glory that is embedded in Christ. That same glory that is at our disposal today. Praise God. Nothing. Nothing in this world, nothing that this world can offer can compare to that glory. For this reason, we must strive for that glory. Strive to be partakers of that glory. Praise God. Now, we all know the story of Job. Job had went through his night season. It's a period of hardship. Where he lost everything. And you know, that's somebody that really experienced what it means to be dejected. When you talk of sickness, he felt it. When you talk of depression, he felt it. See, when you talk about, you know, friends and family abandoning you, that sense of loneliness, everything, he experienced it. See, he experienced it. And I want us to realize that these things are examples for us. I'm not trying to say that God takes anybody through the experience of Job. God does not take anybody through that kind of experience. Rather, we go through these experiences because of that ignorance that we've all somehow inherited in Adam. Adam represents the natural man. He represents our state as we are conformed to becoming natural men. See it? Human beings, men who live in relation to a physical, material world. Praise God. See, so you see, God is, you know, using this example, that's what we're talking about, Job here, to teach us secrets. I find Job to be one of the richest books in the Bible. See, you see the manifold wisdom of God locked up in that Bible. It's a great thing. Oh, praise God. Turn quickly to the book of Job, chapter 22, verse 21. This is the advice to Job. And this is an advice also to anyone who has passed through the night of his life. If you have any problem in this life, just sit still, quietly, humbly, and listen to these words. For herein lies the key to our liberation and to our salvation. Job chapter 22 verse 21. It says, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace with him. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. And lay up his words in thy heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and gold of up here as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty. Praise God. Thou shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. And thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is a lifting up. And he shall save the humble person. He shall deliver the island of the innocent. And it is delivered by the pureness of thy hands. Praise God. Powerful words by Job. Acquaint thyself to the Almighty God. Praise God. Return to the Almighty. Return to the Almighty. Acquaint thyself with Him. See, then good will come to thee. Return to Him. Return to the Almighty God. And begin to receive the words from His mouth once more. Oh, praise God. Who is this Almighty God? Hallelujah. You see, we are so fortunate in this age that God gave us the Spirit to break these words down and to get a greater understanding. The Almighty God, acquaint ourselves with Him. Return to Him. He's speaking here about a reconciliation. Acquaint thyself to and return. If thou shalt return to the Almighty God, you shall be established. You shall be built up. Oh, praise God. In the book of Revelation, when the Apostle John was caught up in the Spirit on the Lord's day, he heard the sound, the voice as the sound of a trumpet behind him, and he turned round. And the Bible says that what he beheld, the Alpha and the Omega. Praise God. He was actually beholding Christ in his glorified state in the Spirit. Hallelujah. This same Alpha and the Omega declares in Revelation chapter 1 verse 8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And the ending, said the Lord, which is, which was, and is to come, the what? The Almighty. Hallelujah. I am the Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. That which is, which was and is to come. That is the Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega. Praise God. This is the personality, the spiritual man that Christ came to reveal to the world. Praise God. This is the man that inhabits the heavens, the spirit realm. John the Apostle had to turn around. He had to be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. The Lord's Day is in the Spirit. The Lord's Day talks of that dimension in the Spirit where the Lord inhabits. Praise God. It is not a 24-hour day, but rather it is the dimension of the Spirit. The elevated realm of the Spirit where God's kingdom is situated. Where the Lord is found. Hallelujah. And this is where you can locate the Alpha and the Omega, which is the Lord from heaven. This is Christ. Hallelujah. This is Christ. Christ. Hallelujah. If we want peace, if we want the victory, hallelujah. If we want to be delivered from the pains and the sorrows we suffer in this world, we must all, like John, ascend into the Spirit, into the Lord's Day, and be reconciled unto the Almighty One, which is the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. This is the only way to salvation. This is the only way to enduring peace and joy. Hallelujah. Nothing upon the earth. Now, the earth talks of the world. Now, this is the dimension, the carnal dimension, the carnal realm in which men live in. This is the realm Adam descended into. This is the realm we all descended into in the transgression. That is why if he says, in Job, that if you return unto the Almighty, return unto the Almighty, meaning that we were once there. If he talks about returning, that means we left the Almighty. We left the Almighty. We left that presence, that union with the Almighty in Adam. see, but the Lord is now giving us a clue on how we can escape the corruption that is in this world, how we can escape the pain, the sorrow, the fear, and all the horrors that we see in this world. Hallelujah. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. See, to return to the Almighty, then you will escape the tribulation that is in this world. Hallelujah. This is the Almighty that we, this is the one we call Christ today. See, the Christ is the Almighty. He's the one that speaks through Jesus, as he says, I am the, you know, that in me you have peace. In me, the Almighty, you have peace. Praise God. All power in heaven and earth is bestowed upon me. In me, you have peace. But in the world, you have tribulation. Praise God. So we now must, first of all, recognize the Almighty. And recognize that we all came out of the Almighty. That we all came out of that union in the Almighty from the beginning. That union that we had in the Spirit. We must begin to see by the eyes of faith this mystery, this great mystery, and begin to walk our way back as the Spirit leads us. Praise God. The Bible says that when the Apostle John heard the voice of the Alpha and the Omega, it was like the voice of many waters, meaning that it is one celestial spiritual body composed of many nations, tongues, perfected spirits. Hallelujah. Because many waters speak of nations and tongues. Hallelujah. Nations and tongues. That's how the Bible describes waters. The voice of many waters. Meaning that this body is a composite body of many members. Praise God. And when a man falls out of this union in God, he becomes subject to corruption. See it? He becomes like the nations of the earth. See it? Whose understanding, whose intellect is darkened. Darkened. So that they live in relation to vanity, things that are not. See it? All the formations upon the earth, all the formations of men, the systems of men, hallelujah, no matter how morally, you know, beautiful they might look, they are all idols. They are all things that have no eternal value. Praise God. Some things you hear that will offend you. See, but you must humbly receive the truth, the word of truth, and return back to the Almighty. Hallelujah. This is the reconciliation that Jesus has brought to light through the gospel. Hallelujah. God in Christ, the Almighty God in Christ, reconciling the whole world unto himself. Hallelujah. Not regarding their iniquity. Praise God. He's here to gather every man back to that union in himself. Hallelujah. Return to the Almighty. This is the message in this hour. He has come to give us understanding. He has come to educate us, hallelujah, that we are all one body in love. Let the warring cease. Let the bitterness cease. Let the anger cease. Let the jealousy cease. Let the, you know, lottering for vain glory cease. Hallelujah. But let the people now begin to serve the name of the Lord with fear and trembling. Let the people begin to return back to their first love. Hallelujah. Let the people purify themselves from the many, many idols that they have formed upon the earth and return back to the Almighty. Return back to their place in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Return back to that body and begin to once more reign in true riches and true glory in the Almighty. This is the only place for peace, eh? This is the only place for health. This is the place where your fears and everything are all abolished. Because you are waking back once more to that true life in the spirit. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. It calls for spiritual intelligence. Because anyone who gets this mystery will leave all. He will leave all to attain to the place of the resurrection. He will leave all that he may be found in Christ. Isn't this what Paul says? That I may be found in him. That I may be what? May be found in Christ. That I may be found in the Almighty. That I may be found anywhere in the Almighty. He had a revelation. He got the revelation. See, that living outside the Almighty, which is Christ, talks about death. Hallelujah. Living outside the Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega, talks about tribulation, sorrow, pain. Oh, hallelujah. But now the revelation comes to quicken us, to lift us up. Hallelujah. When you get this thing, you will leave all. Paul says, I have left all. I have counted all things like what? Like dung. See, like cow shit. All these things have no value to me anymore. See, I've put aside my family. I've put aside my treasures and all my worries for vainglory. To obtain that excellent glory in the Almighty. Praise God. We must get this revelation. Jesus Christ says that, see, anybody that loves anything upon the earth more than me is not worthy of me. Praise God. Recognize it, that in the transgression we became earthly creatures. We started to form entities upon the earth, building castles upon the dust, upon the mud. See, but the Father now calls his children back home. Come back home. See, let go of those idols. Because the more you cling on to those idols, the more your sorrows are multiplied. The more your tribulation is multiplied. Let go of those things and hold on to the Alpha and the Omega. Hold on to the Spirit, hallelujah, which is Christ. Hallelujah. Return to the Almighty. This is the message in this hour. Return to the Almighty. Hallelujah. And then what? Thou shalt lay up gold as dust. The gold of Ophir. And, as the stones of the brook. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. And thou shalt have what? Plenty of silver. What does this gold, this gold of Ophir talk about? Have you heard of dust of gold? Gold of Ophir? What is he talking about here? Oh, hallelujah. These are riches in glory. In the divine, immortal glory of Christ. Oh, praise God. This is the gold that we heard of in the Garden of Eden. Remember? Hallelujah. You remember in the Garden of Eden? It talks about the land was filled with gold. The gold, was good there. Hallelujah. That is, it talks about the riches in glory in the paradise of God. Hallelujah. The paradise of God is a dimension where there's no more sorrow, no more pain. See it? It's a realm where you delight in the name of the Lord. Isn't it written here? It says, thou shalt what? Delight in the Almighty. See, it's like a spiritual playground. Where it's just joy, joy, joy and pleasure. Have you gone to a park? A playing park to see where children play. See how they jump around chairs, how they laugh and play 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 on. That is how the paradise of God is. It's a free dimension, free realm that covers all in all. Praise God. And this is accessible only to the Alpha and the Omega. And those that are united in him. Praise God. The paradise of God. Receive his words. Receive his message. Receive the words of truth. Isn't that what it says? Hallelujah. It says that you should what? receive the law from his mouth and lay up his words in thy heart. See, these are not just religious words. It's not the Alpha and the Omega. The Almighty does not teach us religion. Rather, he speaks truth. He testifies of truth. Oh, hallelujah. You receive this word, these incorruptible words from him. You receive it, hallelujah. Our receiving these words, believing in him, is that which gives us the power to rule and to reign as sons of God. Is that which gives us the power, you know, to put Satan, you know, under subjection. See, the prince of hell. Hallelujah. Is that which gives us the power to prevail against the gates of hell. Oh, hallelujah. It's as we receive these words of truth. Hallelujah. John the apostle heard the Alpha and the Omega speak. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he spoke as the voice of a trumpet. Hallelujah. And these trumpets are further divided into seven trumpets, which the messengers of the Alpha and the Omega, who are actually a part and parcel of him, go forth to announce to the nations. This is the evangel we are hearing today. This is the word of truth we are hearing today. Hallelujah. It is the voice of the Spirit calling the sons of God to come back home, to return back unto the Almighty, to acquaint yourself once more with the Almighty, so that you can once more be established in the place of all power and all authority, so that you can once more know the joy of your salvation. Hallelujah. So that you can once more partake of the riches in glory. Hallelujah. The riches in glory that cannot be expressed with words. The bountiful riches underneath the sea. Hallelujah. Underneath the earth. Hallelujah. In the heavens, in the fields, in the forest, everywhere. Everywhere you go, his glory fills everywhere. Praise God. If the eyes are open to just behold the majesty of God, you will just stand still as dead. See, men just go about doing what they want because they are blinded from the reality of the majesty of his glory. If you enter into that realm and just have a glimpse of God, oh, my brother, you will never be the same again. You will never, ever be the same again. God is great. He's mighty. His majesty fills the whole earth. Everywhere. He fills everywhere. Hallelujah. And his goodness and his love. Hallelujah. And the joy. Hallelujah. The bountiful presence everywhere. But we must first of all get this revelation. Receive the words from his mouth. Let us lay them up as treasures in our hearts. The words of truth. Praise God. Receive the message of the kingdom. The voice of the Spirit. It's the Spirit that teaches you all things. Hallelujah. And the Spirit will do only one thing. To bring to your understanding that you are a part and parcel of the Omega. Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. Isn't that what 1 John says? He has come to give us for understanding. That we are in him. That we are in the Alpha and the Omega. Praise God. This is the true life. The true eternal life. That we lost in Adam. That is being restored to us today. Praise God. So what do? We let go. Let go of everything. See, let go of all the fightings on the earth. You know, arguments over doctrines, arguments over, you know, what they call it. How it's supposed to be said and how it's not supposed to be said. All these elementary things, but hold on to the life in the Spirit. Hold on to that life of the Alpha and the Omega, the Almighty One, the Almighty God. Return to him. Receive his words. Receive his messages. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you listen to the seven trumpets, the messages to the seven churches, which are actually the seven trumpets, it's actually the voice of truth calling the sons of God to return. Hallelujah. That's why the first trumpet, which is the message to the church in Ephesus, says, remember from whence you've fallen. See, you fell from the heights in the Spirit in Christ. You fell from the height in the Spirit, in the Alpha and the Omega, because you are part and parcel of that body. You are among the company of the seven stars at the right hand of the Alpha and Omega. But you fell in Adam. That's why you are troubled. See, you left your first love and you married yourself to idols, things that are not God. Remember your first love. Return. Oh, praise God. The second message urges you to die. Die. This is the message to the church in Sardis. Die to yourself. Be faithful unto death. See, you must die. You must let go of that life in the flesh. That life you acquired in this world. Be faithful unto death as you will hear the truth. And begin to live in the spirit. Begin to walk in the spirit. See it. Hallelujah. As the spirit demonstrates before your eyes your true image from the foundation of the world, you must let go of your life upon the earth. You must die. Be faithful upon to death. Faithful unto death. See it. Because unless that seed dies, that seed of flesh and blood dies, you cannot see life. Because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So by faith we must stand as dead men. See, we must let go of the life, the whole life in the flesh, and by faith walk in the spirit. By faith walk by the spirit. By faith walk according to the revelation of the Alpha and the Omega, which John the Apostle saw in the spirit. Praise God. And all these are messages that just encourage us to return back to our first estate. Return to the Almighty. See, it's not by doing religious works. It's not by trying to be good as a man. But rather by getting a revelation of truth and walking in truth. Because a man cannot be good. See, there's no such thing as a good man. There's no such thing as a holy man. See, forget all your religious doctrines that try to make you good. No, there's nothing like being good. Your goodness cannot cause you to inherit eternal life. Rather, it's how you apply yourself to the revelation of truth coming forth from the mouth of the Alpha and Omega. That is the thing that will save you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Enter into communion with Christ. Get the revelation of Christ. Get the revelation of your spiritual being, your spiritual entity. You are like wind. You know the Alpha and the Omega? In reality, is a cloud, is spirit, is a flame of fire. You can't touch him. You can't place him. He's like a wind. He's everywhere. He's pure spirit. Pure spirit. He has no physical form. And that is the way we are. We are pure spirit, no physical form. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. For this reason, we must loosen ourselves. Patiently, loosen ourselves. Loosen ourselves by the revelation that is in us. Loosen ourselves by the word that is coming forth from heaven today. Loosen ourselves from the things that tie us to the beggarly elements of the earth and begin to arise back into the spirit. Hallelujah. Let go of the vanities of this age. It's only in Christ, only in the Alpha and the Omega, that you can find the peace you seek. See it, you're searching, running to and fro, and looking for solution to your problems, will never work. See, we don't mean to curse anybody, we don't need to be nasty, it's just the truth. So let us apply our hearts to these words today. See it, return to the Alpha and Omega, and you shall be established. Receive his words, the words from his mouth. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as you do these things, you shall have gold that dusts. See, it's not just talking about physical riches here, but rather spiritual riches in glory, eternal glory. Hallelujah. Immortality. Hallelujah. In the message to the church in Laodicea, this is the voice of the Alpha and Omega, who, like we have established, is the Almighty God. The Almighty One. He says, I counsel you to buy of me gold refined in fire, so that you may be rich. See it? Hallelujah. And white raiment, so that you can what? Be covered. So that the shame of your nakedness might be covered. And eye salve, so that I can anoint your eyes so that you can see once more. Praise God. You see, we, in our descent, we became blinded, darkened, miserable, wretched. See, thinking that we are rich and wise, we became poverty stricken. Hallelujah. You know, the man of this age thinks that by gathering unto himself after the flesh, he's rich. But he's greatly mistaken. He wake up one day and discover that he has nothing. Hallelujah. This is the deceitfulness of riches. Very deceitful. See it. Many people come down, descend from the spirit to trade and to kind of gather unto themselves to gain the world. See it. They're carried away. And they forget their life in the spirit. They forget their origin in the spirit. See it. Jesus Christ says clearly, what shall it profit a man if he gains this whole world and loses his soul? See, this is the foolishness of Adam. Now, this is the foolishness that works in this age. It's for the gain of this age, of this world, of this material realm, of the glories of this realm, that men deviate from the truth. Praise God. Even some people, when they hear this message today, still find it very difficult to let go. See, there's this rich man that came to Jesus, you know, rich young man, religious young man, and he wanted to know what he should do to obtain eternal life, which is the precious life of God. And Jesus Christ told him, look, you have to let go of all. Sell all that you have to the poor and do what? Follow me. Follow me. And this young man was very sad. He turned back and left, went his own way. He couldn't follow Jesus Christ. See, in likewise manner, you must get the understanding, we must get the revelation that our lives upon the earth has no eternal value. So we must be able to see from afar off. We must be able to pierce through the darkness of this age to see into the spirit, to see the real glorious world of Christ. Otherwise, we get lost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Otherwise we follow the multitudes into destruction and greater sorrow and greater pain. You'll be amazed that some people, even on their deathbed, will not let go. They will not still let go of their life upon the earth. Even upon their deathbed. Even upon when everything, all hope is lost. They still hold on stubbornly to their life upon the earth. Praise God. But we must get the revelation of our life in the spirit. We all originated from the spirit. We all originated from the Almighty. And the Almighty is not of this world. See, this world is simply a formation of the ignorance of God. There is no knowledge of God in this natural realm, in this world that we live in today. There's no such thing as a knowledge of the living God. People might mention God, people might shout and pray all night to what they think is God, but these things don't exist. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we must get this message clear. Hallelujah. Understand that it's only in receiving truth that we can enter into safety. Hallelujah. There are many, many benefits as we do these things, as we begin to walk in the Spirit, as we begin to let go and begin to live by the power of God. See, because at this point in time, it is the power of God that sustains us. It is the grace of the Father, the grace of the Almighty God, the arms of the Eternal One that actually sustains the sons of God. So it's no more your calculations, it's no more your whatever, it's just that power of God that sustains you. Because some people will still eventually have to live by the power of God. See, somebody will ask, but what? How will I feed if I live on? How will I go around and get along if I live on? But the truth is that you begin to live by the power of the Almighty God. That is the power that will function in you and will sustain you and prosper you throughout all eternity. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you walk as an angel of God or a messenger of God, you are catered for by the Father. Praise God. It's a realm you come to that anything you ask the Father, it is done for you. You live in the realm of the all possibilities. All things are what are possible in that dimension. Praise God. That's why it says that here, that thou shalt delight thyself in the Almighty God, and thou shalt lift up thy face unto God. You see it? And thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be what? It shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine in thy ways. Are you listening to that? Anything you ask for the Father, he hears you. See, in that state, in that consciousness that you attend to, when you are reunited back in the Alpha and the Omega, when you are found in him, hallelujah, when you realize this thing that you are talking about, you must seek with all your heart, with all your strength, day and night. Hallelujah. Seek the kingdom and his righteousness. Day and night. And when you discover this thing, hallelujah, in that day no man can take away your joy for you. In that day that anything you ask, the Father does for you. Anything you ask, it is done for you. It's a power that works within you by faith. It's all about faith. Because you now walk in the consciousness, in the oneness, no more duality, with the Almighty God. So that when you speak, when you say, I, it's the Almighty God. Isn't it great? Hallelujah. When you blink, it's the Almighty God. See, is that faith? That faith that created the heavens and the earth. Is that faith that formed every single particle that we see upon the earth today? Is that faith? Praise God. Is you and I walking in the Alpha and the Omega that form the things that are seen, that form the things both seen and not seen? See, some of these things may sound strange because we've fallen. We fell far, far away from the reality of truth. Praise God. In that day you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Praise God. The same way you decree things in the beginning. Hallelujah. When you form the heavens and the earth. That is the power of the Alpha and Omega. That's the power of God. That is the power that's working in Jesus as he multiplied the loaves and the fishes. That was the power that's working in Jesus as he commanded, you know, the people to collect the taxes from the mouth of the fish. That was the power that was working in Jesus as he went about healing and doing great works. That was the power that was working in Jesus as he walked upon the seas. That was the power that was working in Jesus as he reconstructed the eyes of the man that was born blind. Spat into the eyes, you know, made mud and anointed the eyes with mud. That's the recreative power. That's the power of Alpha Omega. See, that's the power that was able to kill that tree, cause it to dry up from the root, that unfruitful tree. That's the power of the Alpha and Omega. You shall decree a thing, and it shall come to pass. Anything that you ask shall be done for you. You shall say to that mountain, be cast into the sea, and it shall be done. That is the power, the unlimited power that works in the saints. Anything that you ask the Father, he does for you. See, but to attend to this place, you must let go of all. You can't live in two worlds. You can't live upon the earth and up in the spirit. You must be reconciled in one with the Alpha and Omega. So that you speak with one voice with the Alpha and Omega. So that you are pure spirit. You walk in pure spirit. Hallelujah. Pure spirit. Letting go of your life upon the earth. It's a purely spiritual work. That's why you have to educate your people around you. Teach them the truth. Because when things begin to happen, they might begin to get worried. Praise God. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. When men are cast down, thou shalt say there is a lifting up. And he shall save the humble person. He shall deliver the island of the innocent. And it is delivered by the pureness of thy hands. Praise God. Hallelujah. You shall raise many people up. Those who are cast down. Hallelujah. That same ministry of Christ, that same ministry of reconciliation is committed into your hands. So that as Jesus Christ went about reconciling men unto God, you do those same works. Reconciling the downtrodden, lifting up men from the miry clay, lifting up men who are lost in the abyss of humanity, lifting them back up into the light, lifting them back into that union in the Alpha and Omega, where they can also be partakers of the life of God, where they can also be partakers in the Garden of Eden, in the paradise of God. Oh, hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing. This work that I do, you shall do also. This was the secret of the success of the successes of Jesus' ministry. He was reconciled to the Almighty. He had a revelation of his part in the Almighty. Hallelujah. And he let go of all to begin to walk in that spirit realm. That's why he says, I am not of this world. I am of another world, another kingdom, a spiritual kingdom. A kingdom without beginning, without end. See, so I don't go and strive in bitterness for your goods of this world. See it. I hold on to that which is real, which is the life of God. We must be reconciled to the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. We must return to Him. Return to the Almighty God. Recognize Christ as your life. Die to the old man. Die to the old life upon the flesh. And begin to live according to this revelation that the Father is unleashing us on us today. Hallelujah. Only if we are reconciled, we return to the Almighty God. Then we pass over from death to life. Then we pass over from sorrow and tribulation into the perfect peace and joy of the Lord. God bless you. Amen.